This is a quick question for you, Victoria, and it comes from actually it's from Sweden. It's Andrea. I'm not sure if this is Andrea or Andrea, so apologise if I've said your name wrong. I'm wondering if someone who holds their breath for a very long time, how they can stand the high level of acidity they receive in their blood, and also if the acid will harm their body in any way. What's actually happening when you improve holding your breath for a long time? Perhaps you better explain also why holding your breath makes things go a bit acid.
Oh, well, yeah. Anaerobic respiration, this is. So you get it's a different biochemical pathway that your body uses when there isn't oxygen as an energy source available. So you produce lots of lactate, lots of CO2, and there's lots of hydrogen protons in the blood. So that makes it acidic. And people that can hold their breath for a bit longer, everybody has buffers in their blood to counteract the effects of this anaerobic respiration. Buffers like bicarbonate, which is just alkaline. So it means that you buffer the pH of your blood to keep it neutral.
So these are chemicals that can soak up acid
and basically stop
the acid being just acid. And it means that you can put acid into the bloodstream and the blood won't become acidic because the acid is bound onto something and that's the buffer.
Essentially. And you'll find in some people that can hold their breath for a particularly long period of time that they'll excrete more of these buffers because they'll be producing higher levels of them in the blood. Basically, also, in people that can hold their breath for a very long period of time, they'll be very practiced at it, so they'll be very, very relaxed. And this is true if you've ever had a scuba diving lesson, you might find that you've been very nervous. And you'll get through quite a lot of oxygen.
I use twice as much air in the tank as the instructor.
Yeah,
for the same duration of dive.
That's extremely common because you're very nervous. It's the first time you've done it, and you're
I think I was just very excited. Actually, I was thinking, "Wow, this is amazing!" And I was just breathing at twice the rate I should have done.
Exactly. So you can, when you practice at these things, the same with scuba diving, the same with holding your breath, you can sort of slow down your respiration and relax a lot more. So you hold your breath for longer.
You were talking about lactate earlier. It's not the same as the lactic acid which people talk about building up in their legs and hurt and makes them hurt when you run too much.
Yeah, everybody will be very familiar with that, the stitch feeling that you get in your muscles when you've been running for a long time.